Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria gaan vandag op na 27, Polokwane 26 en Mafikeng op na 30 grade. President Cyril Ramaphosa het 'n beroep gedoen op Afrika-leiers om in die gees van samewerking gesprekke te voer as deel van die China-Afrika Samewerkingsforum. Die forum het deur die nag in Beijing afgeskop en word bygewoon deur 50 Afrika-leiers. Ramaphosa het in sy openingstoespraak gesê die forum sal ekonomiese grense tussen Afrika-lande afbreek.
With a country such as China that has historically shown its total commitment to the development of Africa based on friendship.
Terug in Suid-Afrika, gesondheidsminister Aaron Motsoaledi het ontken dat die nasionale gesondheidsversekering die regering sowat 1.3 triljoen rand gaan kos per jaar. Dit word so bereken deur Momentum Health, maar Motsoaledi het gister in die parlement teruggeslaan.
Now the publication of this number is disingenuous and deliberately circulated to anger the public because it will sound crazy for the state to introduce a health financing system that will cost the same or even more than the total budget of the country. The person who did it was practicing mathematical hooliganism because of the manner in which it was calculated.
Ook in die nasionale vergadering gister was die adjunktminister van hoër onderwys Boetie Manamela. Hy het bevestig dat die nasionale finansiële studente skema, oftewel NASFAS, teen Augustus 1.9 miljard rand uitbetaal het in akkommodasie.
And the administrator has also paid all legitimate invoices from the landlords and on time as of August 2024 to prevent any evictions.
Vanuit Mpumalanga word berig dat die 6 olifante wat uit die nasionale kreerwoudtuin ontsnap het, nou weer op pad is terug.
Late yesterday we got a report that a farmer had noticed the animals going back into the park.
Woordvoerder vir SA Nasionale Parke Akpagla het vanoggend aan Jacker and FM News gesê, beamptes sal deur die oggend meer inligting hieroor kry. Meer by jackrandfm.com, klik op news. In internasionale nuus, 'n griestorie uit Kenia, dis vanoggend bevestig dat die Olimpiese atleet van Uganda, Rebecca Cheptegei, aan haar beserings beswyk het. Sy is hospitaal toe gehaas in Kenia nadat sy deur haar kerel aangeval en aan die brand gesteek is. En die Springbokspan is bevestig vir Saterdag se tweede toets teen die All Blacks. Vleuel Kane en Moody en skrimskakel Jaden Hendrikse maak hulle eerste verskyning in groen en goud sedert die 2023 Rugby Wêreldbeker. Andre Pollard is ook terug as losskakel en kaptein Siya Kolisi is fiks verklaar. Ek skryf dat dis the top story at this hour. Ramaphosa hails the forum between Africa and China as one that will break down economic borders on the continent.
A big thanks to Hada D'Souza there, coming live from our studio. We, of course, out here as Jacaranda FM, as we're coming to you live from the Good Morning Angels Golf Day for 2024 Irene Country Club. I must tell you, it's such a vibe already this morning with all of the corporates and representatives starting to arrive for the tea time later on. So here on the Work Zone, we're getting involved, helping everyone to navigate all the money raised and to guarantee good weather for the Good Morning Angels Jacaranda FM Golf Day. My name is Ilana Afrika Bredenkamp. It's 4 minutes past nine on this Work Zone.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, nonstop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
It's bad, bitch, o'clock, yeah, it's thick, 30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. Is everybody back up in the building? It's been a minute, tell me how you're healing. Cause I'm about to get into my feelings. How you feeling? How you feel right?